Hello everyone, and welcome to CVIEW Quantum Network. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with producer and host Claudia Pareko. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to release the biggest blocks holding you back from your deepest desires? If so, you're listening to the right show, The Secret Power of You, with special guest Terry Christine. Throughout our highly viewed shows, you and all high vibrational listeners will journey to your subconscious mind, a very powerful and mysterious force, to identify what has been holding you back, release it, to confidently walk in the direction of your dreams, goals, and intentions. As an intuitive energy healer and psychic medium, Terry Christine is able to connect to the source of the block, tell you when this block was created, by whom, how old you were, and a description of the occurrence. Together, we will shift that energy out of your existence to allow room for the energy of what you desire in your life. Call for free at 805-830-8344 and wait in line or use Take My Call. And for $11, you can jump the long list of callers. Do so at www.paypal.me/PUREKO/11. And then please PM or email Claudia Pareko with the phone number you'll call the show at cview1111@gmail.com. Terry will assist in helping to point out what you cannot easily see for yourself, to heal and guide towards wholeness and well-being. As your intuitive energy healer, Terry Christine accelerates the awakening process by providing resources and tools to help you move even further along towards the life you want most. To contact Terry Christine directly, please visit www.terriechristine.com. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern Time to CVIEW and listen to all our shows. For more information, visit cview1111.net and look under Seasonal Shows. Are you ready to raise your vibration into a new blueprint of creation and feel a sense of knowing that your life is transformed into an easier way to live? Get ready. Set your intent to be chosen from the list of callers and join us in welcoming Terry Christine.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to CVIEW 2021, The Secret Power of You. Today's episode, I Am Possible, with Terry Christine. So we are May of 2021, a year after one of the most eye-opening years that humanity has had, or that we have experienced in our lifetime. This one. So we are in May. I don't know if you have felt it, but time is passing by so fast. It is accelerated. Everything is coming up faster, stronger, and it's making us realize a lot of things. And today we are pondering on the concept, I am possible. When you ask that, or when you think about this title, what is it that you think about? What are your questions? What is it that is making you think that you are or are not possible? And with that, let's bring Terry Christine to the show so we can continue the conversation, and then we're going to take some callers. Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, Claudia, I'm doing so great. You know, we were chatting right before we went live, and, you know, when I come up with topics for the show and for my group energy that I do every month on the first of the month that's called Power Stream, I do those, I write them out. I write the topics out sometimes a year and a half in advance. And I wrote this topic literally a year and a half ago, and it just fell on this day. And some things have transpired. I posted, as we were talking earlier, I posted on Facebook an experience I just recently had. And what I've been doing while I've been at home, and I didn't have the opportunity to share with you, and I will now, but when I think about this topic, I am possible, meaning what is it that you feel like that's holding you back or that you can't see that can create a stronger you, a more grounded, well-rounded you, which makes you feel that everything is and can be possible. And so an experience happened to me, and well, let's step back. So you know, Claudia and I, we were talking, and a situation popped up, and I posted on Facebook, but I hesitated to post, and I realized after I read it about 10 times, meaning I read what I wrote, I read it so many times that I said, you know what, this is so powerful for me. I feel like if I shared it with the world, posting on Facebook, that it could help one person or maybe more. And excuse me, I've gotten an overwhelming response of people responding, sending me private messages and texts and things like that. But something big sometimes has to happen in order for us to expand and grow or something else to shift. And I've had this nagging situation within me, meaning I have something that I couldn't put my hands on, my fingers on, my wrist, my hands around to squeeze it out. And I've had many readings. I have a support mechanism with people that do what I do in other countries. And I've been trying to figure it out for a very long time. And the other day, like 2 days ago, I was the bathroom. I swear magical things happen in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom, and I was having a feeling of being low, so sad, despair, things like that. Not suicidal, but just feeling low. And when I get these feelings, and thank goodness it's not often, I don't push it away. You and I were talking about that. I don't push it away. I sit in it. I sit in it and I ask myself, not why, but how. How can I see and understand what this is? How can I see with clarity to know what this is so I can finally let it go? So as I'm in it and I'm feeling it, then as I was talking to myself, because my girls are grown now and they're living on their own, not too far from the house, but it's me and the cat. Mm-hmm. And so I was asking these questions, talking out loud, and then I just started saying, what is it that is troubling me? And then I just started saying, I don't feel this or I don't have that. And then out loud, I said, I do not trust love. Girl, it was like the whole bathroom lit up with light. And I went, oh, there it is. And I just started crying. I said, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, it wasn't. I wish I could exaggerate, but I am not. All of a sudden, all of the thoughts of my parents, my sister, my ex-relationships from platonic to intimate, bosses, coworkers, neighbors, it all started coming at me with people that created feelings that it was safe and I was felt secure and loved, and whammo, something would happen in that experience with them. And over all of these years, I got to where I was at the end of a 5-year relationship that was really brutal. And I knew it affected me, but I didn't realize how much until I said that. And it opened up so much of what I kept not understanding I kept standing. Do you get that? It's almost the opposite of what I wanted to let go. I kept keeping what I didn't understand. Do you see? And then so there was no possibility, there we go, back to the topic, of me being able to see it. And it's that push-pull, that struggle within our subconscious. Even enlightened beings such as myself can still, we all live in this human body. Even, you know, the animals, they have their body and they struggle with things and we can't understand because we don't speak the animal language, or not most of us, there are some, but you know, we struggle. We're in the human body. The body is to expand and grow. That's our purpose. But because we're dealing with our subconscious, and then we can't see it, or it wouldn't be called subconscious. We feel it. And then when we feel it, we think it's the experience right in front of us, or what we created, or what someone did to us. When in fact, it's like everything that is part of our existence in this body. And since, you know, and I say in this body because some of it can be a past life, where several of the other listeners may be experiencing that it doesn't feel safe to be in the body and they don't know why, because they had a happy childhood. And it's a feeling of a past life that's still lingering in the soul, and it gives you that feeling. And that's another topic. However, it was really profound, and I wanted to share it and then understand that everything is possible. It's what we're hanging on to say it's not possible, or holding on to think that I'm trying to protect myself from that, or I have to remember what this feels like so that it doesn't happen again. And the only thing that happens is that we keep ourselves in the dungeon as the others, or something else, or whatever the interaction we had to create that feeling has now moved on. They or him or her don't even remember it, but here we are hanging on to it to keep us from all of our endless possibilities. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Look, and you know, Terry, Christine, these experiences that you had, I'm sure most of us have had something like that, and it's in those moments when we finally let go of trying to keep anything that you're keeping inside. There's that feeling of relaxation of, I finally got it, whichever that is, which is the moment where we start to heal and make something that was seemingly impossible possible again.
Absolutely. And, you know, I am such, and along with, I'm sure, others, that we, you know, we're so used to the instant gratification in our society. You know, the cell phones, the texts, games are instantaneous, things like that. And when, you know, we move through our life cycle, that could take months or even years. Yes, it's, I can tell you, this has been an ongoing process, years for me. However, the most important aspect of this experience right here, right now, for myself and hopefully anyone that's listening, is that it's happening, meaning that I am in the space right now to see what the biggest challenge within my heart that I couldn't put the pieces of the puzzle together, because, again, just like you, Claudia, and the listeners and anyone else for that matter, is that we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to live more whole and pure and welcoming and receiving and abundant. But then there's that wall, or the door is closed, or why do I keep attracting the same thing? And it's that subconscious, that glued in what we chose to believe. I can't imagine as a child choosing to believe that I can't trust love. However, it's what I see with my physical eyes, or the experiences that are happening around me, that keeps cementing that subconscious feeling until I sit in it long enough. And that's exactly what happened. I got triggered by someone sharing something that someone else didn't share, which threw me into full-blown feelings of distrust, there you go, and that I couldn't imagine why a person would do it, especially when I had been so open and so free with two words, transparency and truth. That's all I've ever wanted, transparency and truth. And then when it didn't happen, especially, and I know this is hitting for some people, especially when you're really clear with love, yes, I added that, and saying exactly what can help you thrive into building an experience with someone else or other people or whatever, and then not get it. It's almost as if, how many more times can love betray me? How many more times can, and that's what I'm like, I didn't put that piece of the puzzle together at the very time that I got like overloaded with that distrust feeling. But I didn't walk away from the distrust feeling, meaning, listen up, people, I didn't become angry, resentful, furious, aggravated, face of, you know, it can, distrust can lower you to sadness, to disappointment. So not so far down as frustration, rage, and all of that, meaning the vibration of lower feelings and lower words. I just stayed in that, you know, feeling of, you know, man, give me clarity on this. And I'm so ready stepping into that pool and knowing that it's not overtaking me, so that I didn't shadow anyone else's joy. Do you understand what that means, Claudia?
Yeah, I understand. You stayed in the state of discovery, of finding mm-hmm. out without allowing yourself to become that what you were discovering.
Exactly. And also shadow someone else's joy, meaning I wasn't complaining about it. No one knew. I wasn't talking about it. I wasn't projecting it, because I know sometimes it's easier to talk about it, because I am one of those people, get it out. Once I get it out, I will feel better. But in this case, I wrote it out, and then I felt better. And then, you know, there are no coincidences in life, not a single one. A couple of days ago, I like to watch YouTube. I like to learn things. You know, I've had problems with figuring out my phone or my MacBook Pro or whatever it is, something electronic, I'll go right there to figure it out. And I like to watch, you know, certain things. And all of a sudden, I gravitated toward a musician, Demi Lovato. I don't follow her. I don't even know any of her songs. However, something came up on the feed about a mini documentary series with her. Now, it's not that new, and I didn't know anything about it, but I'm like, huh. And I watched the whole series. It was 7 videos, and it was all wrapped around her overdose on heroin. Now, I'd known years ago, I heard it on the news, I think the whole world did, when she overdosed, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't really follow it. I just heard about it. But when, and it's, there's no coincidence how this all is one in being I Am Possible, including her. She's an individual. Her name may be known, but she's just like all of us, with struggles and pains and subconscious feelings that she couldn't put her fingers on. And in her case, she just covered up her pain with substance, alcohol, drugs, and then the fame and the pressures of that. And she had a much more normal, you know, than normal people, than much more issues or much more challenges or stressors than what we consider normal people, because she's in the spotlight and all the pressures of that. But once I watched that, I believe as I watched that and I saw her pain and I felt the pain in her, that song that she wrote all about the OD, which the song is called Dancing with the Devil, I started understanding my own pain, again, being in it, right? Not letting it overtake me, but dancing with it, right? And then getting the most precious aha moment about it, which now allows me to even be more powerful, more possible in understanding why I'm struggling and won't continue to struggle, because now it's the first step into my own personal healing and how I can begin to trust love, and I can understand it even more, and to forgive even deeper the whole mess of individuals that I saw that was triggering constantly that feeling. So which allows me to become more possible in who I am. So powerful.
So Terry, I think this is the right moment to do a clearing around trust in love. Don't you think?
Absolutely, girl. Oh my gosh, I love you. You're so perfect in every way. So, you know, when we do this work, even though I'm the messenger, it helps me just as much as it helps everyone here listening or even listening to this recording. So thank you. Everyone take a deep breath in. Follow along. Deepest deep breath. Exhaling out through your mouth, letting go of anything that no longer serves you, holds you down, causes you to feel that you are not enough or it's never enough, that you are powerful in the I am possible and more. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from seeing the light, getting your aha moment, trusting and knowing that you don't have to have a story right here, right now, but you can let go of any story right here, right now. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from trusting even a low feeling, a sad feeling, a melancholy, a despair, trusting that can be the golden nugget, yes, the golden nugget to catapult you into discovery, into endless possibilities, into fluid abundance. Yes, fluid abundance. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from being hugged in light, supported in love, held in prosperity. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Take a deep breath into your nose and out through your mouth. Man, that breath in was so deep. I was beginning to wonder if it was going to end. But endless possibilities. Oh, my God, that's amazing. It just gave me more space within my diaphragm. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's the same. It feels so good to release. And, you know, I love your hour, because this is an hour to unblock anything and everything around us. And so the question would be to people that are listening to us and or that will listen to us is, think about that which you would like to unblock to make your life possible in all areas. What would that be?
Mm-hmm. And so for the ones that just heard that question, think about what is blocking you. It's more than a person, place, or even an exterior thing. It is the feeling within you in that subconscious space. And you're like, oh, man, how can I see it? Believe me, yes, I am living it right here, right now. But to not give up a feeling of knowing that you will and have the answer. You do have the answer. It may not be just present right now. You have to trust and know as I carried it forward. Look, this was years, my friends, years. I wish I could say, oh, I was just thinking about it a couple days ago. This thing I've been working on has been years, maybe even more than a decade, I feel. And I didn't give up that I would not find the answer. I kept staying and holding in the space that I will and will have and will be presented with the answer. And I was. Now, at this point, what do you do with that? Well, now that I have the answer, it's trusting. Trusting that whatever is going to transform to allow me to take the steps in moving forward. Funny, interesting thing. I had a reading the other day on a gal I met in Clubhouse. I do a weekly show on Clubhouse under the group, the Goddess Circle. And we talk about, you know, I'm one of the moderators and there's some other energy type people. And so we started sharing sessions with the moderators, and the gal came to me on Wednesday and she told me, you have to write, you have to write. Well, I said, I wrote a book already. She said, no, you have to write your, right. She said, you have to write your story. I wrote it down, write a story. But when I wrote what I posted on Facebook, I said, oh my God, this is the first step in a mini series of little snippets of stories. It was so profound for me. When you feel the feeling, it's almost like a sense of relief or that you were gifted something. I know everyone knows what that feeling is. Like if I were to hand you $100, everybody just smiled, I bet. You know, yes, wow, thank you. That's awesome. That will help with, right? I'm going to leave that as a dot, dot, dot for you, fill in the blank. But it's that feeling that I was just gift aha moment, the clarity of, like, wow, there it is. So what is it for you that instead of thinking, well, she's holding me back or that boss is holding me back from that raise or that next position, It's all within you that is holding you back from the next step. All of those feelings that I couldn't put my finger on, I'm saying this for you, my loves. Yes, my loves. That what I experienced, you are experiencing as well. And that within you, you've chosen something that is holding you back. So dig deeper, live in that space, and even though it may not feel good, ask for clarity within that space and trust without a doubt, yes, yes, write that down, that you will have your answer. It just may not be right this second, but it can be in the next 10 seconds, 10 days, or even 10 years. But keep trusting and knowing and allowing the experiences around you to trigger you, to help you expand and grow, to catapult you, because we all are moving forward. The moment you decide to stranglehold or push back or control the end result, it's going to take a lot longer to get your clarity. That's really that's really profound, actually, Claudia, isn't it?
It is, and it gives you hope also, because if you stay in that awareness that everything that you know, that you need or that you want, it's coming your way, then all is possible.
Everything is possible. Totally possible. You know, If you haven't, Claudia, if you haven't listened to Demi Lovato's new song that I think is coming out, well, this is May. I think it came out either April 1st or whatever. I saw the date not too long ago, but Dancing with the Devil. Everybody, I just started watching video after video about vocal coaches responding to her singing. It is so powerful that her soul is in the words of her pain and despair and what got her there, and that she had to decide what she wanted to do, either live or die. It was that profound for her. And she was one breath away from leaving her body with that OD. And just listening to that can help people into getting more clarity, because I actually feel like that was a part of my own clarity too, because perfect timing, perfect as it is, for me to feel her pain, understand her pain, and then all of a sudden, understanding my own. So the possibilities are endless within ourselves as long as we stay and trust with every experience that we have. Girl, I'm not telling you my life has always been peaches and cream and rainbows and butterflies. Hell no, farther from the truth. But I allowed each experience, you know, to, you know, in my 20s, yeah, I'm like, what? Oh, my God, this again, and fighting and pushing and shoving and doing what most do, trying to control the end result. Oh, I'm not going to do this until that happens. Yeah, I lived in all of the things that I teach people not to do. But I was just experiencing my journey in my 20s and 30s. And trying to figure it out. But I constantly, what I explained was, kept my mind from going into any dark places. So I worked two jobs, constantly cleaning the house, taking care of two kids, was a single parent for a while. And, you know, so that I constantly kept busy so I didn't have to feel, ooh, bingo, right to the heart. And it was quite a few things that I didn't want to feel. But I chose not to cover it up with alcohol or substance, where in the case with Demi, she gradually moved to that place to cover up what she didn't want to feel. And so she got a hold of herself to try, well, with the OD that placed her in that, you know, and survived through it. And now she can share that with the world to help them to be able to get more clarity, to know that there are endless possibilities, that I am possible. Oh, my God, that's so powerful. I just saw her and I just felt that. That to own I am possible, to see it and have it and know it and believe it. And whatever your it is, you know, if you feel, I had a woman come at me the other day. She says, I'm a single mom. I have four kids. And I'm just trying to dig out. And then I'm like, whoa, I was a single mom, two jobs, trying to dig out with two kids. I'm like, I can't even imagine with four. I just kind of doubled that energy going, whoa. And feeling her and saying, just know that it's in you, and you will and won't give up. You will not and won't give up. So you will not and won't give up. And it will be there for you. And I want to use just the word it, right? Because the it is what you fill in the blank with, right? What it is for you, what that feeling is for you, what you feel like is holding you back. But no, to let go of what you see with your physical eyes. Because, man, your journey is a movie, and you're just watching it unfold. And to live in the feeling and to be able to burst open the endless possibility to know that you are, or I am, because I am one with you, I am possible. I am possible that love is worth trusting. That love is me and you, that we are all profound beings, that we are speeding up the time. I think we're all trying to push it along, and that's why when you shared at the beginning, I said, man, you are so right on with that. I blinked my eye, and we're already halfway through May. I'm like, I think I just started in January. What happened to February and March and April? And you're absolutely right on that. But that, for me, I'm doing everything to hang on to my bed railing and say, wait a minute. I want to experience all of this. I don't want to just blink and it's gone. I want to swim in today. I want to be present in today. I want to hear you in today. And so I am possible in creating that today, to wait tomorrow or 10 years from now, right here, right now, today. So everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from believing, owning, knowing, doing, and being one with this moment today. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Take a deep breath in. Exhale it out. No longer being held from anything that no longer serves you. Anything. Yes, yes, yes. How you feeling?
Slider. So we invite callers and also people in the chat room, if there's something that you want to release today, now is your time. So press 1 if you're a caller, or write it down, and we would have Terry help with that. Terry, one of the things that I have personally that I think is blocking my I am possible is the trust in me that I do not have that powerful that I need to become that. Like, let's put it more, that ability to communicate with the beyond, or that ability to heal beyond the 3D mentality, that ability to connect beyond all of that. There is not there's a mistrust in me that I really have it. Can you help me get rid of that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So can I share a little bit about it, or you just want me to just clear it? And I'm going to say millions, because over this time of my spiritual journey, this is 15 years now, I've talked to millions of people. And so I don't remember everybody's story, and I can't remember yours because I don't own it. I just share it with you as we interact, and then I help you. And then I let you fly like a bird. And I'm picking up a really strong dad block. Like, dad created doubt to the end result. I know I'm on it, Claudia, because I can see I can see your face. Yep, and I can see tears rolling down. I can see your face, and I can feel love. And then your arms just went up in the air. So what happens is that, you know, I've so proven this time and time again, and we hear it, and then sometimes we doubt it, meaning when we're in the four walls of our sanctuary, our home, whatever's going on in the home is a repetitive pattern. Mom gets, and I'm just going to say this is a scenario, so if you own it, that's great, but it's just a scenario. Mom gets up, she's a single mom, wakes the kids up, gets everybody on their way, she gets everybody to school, she goes to work, she comes home, dinner, and then it rolls all over again. The weekends have patterns of running around or doing or whatever, cleaning or whatever it is. And so within that, there are other patterns. Mama gets irritated because of, or one of the kids get irritated because of. And then those patterns are created, and then so on and so forth. So that's where, because of the subconscious space, it's like super glue. It's in there. It's there now. And that's why it's triggered with the experiences around you. Now, you, Claudia, had a different life history than my life history. So you don't get triggered with the things that I do. But you may want the same things that I do. And that we go back and forth and say, but I can't understand why we can't get it. Or why I can't get it in a different way. Or how you're getting it in easily, and I still struggle with it. Because it's the experiences of our upbringing. It's everything in that space and how we chose to tell ourselves and then to own it, meaning I have to work harder to be seen or heard. And so now whatever your father was creating was showing the family that there is doubt in the end result. So his end result was probably not coming to fruition, or that he would work hard to try to get it to the end result, and it never panned out, or it didn't pan out to the full blown end of abundance or love or clarity or whatever it is. So you just agreed that, yes, your dad had the patterns of showing doubt. And we as children love our caregivers in a sense. There can be some weaknesses within that space, but normally we look up and we're like, this is the being that brought us into the world. She's teaching us things. Here's the other being, the father, who is doing their best to give us love in how he presents it, right? And then we see their weaknesses and we own it, because as children, we want to help. We want to not see mommy cry, so we'll go over and hold her hand or hug her, or, you know, or say, Dad, stop it. Mom doesn't want to hear that, or let me go for a ride on the tractor, Dad, because I want to be with you, and stuff like that, right? And so we also see, because they either share at the table or their actions in what we feel when they're angry, either they're projecting it with their voice or they're quiet. And so here your dad projected that or showed it. And so now you're just living in that subconscious space that there is some doubt that your end result won't come into your reality with ease and grace. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so then for others as well, I'm sure. And so let's really, give me a second. Let me take a look at something with you. You have to agree to yourself, Claudia, and I'm going to clear it too, that you have to agree that, you know, that was my dad. He had his upbringing, and I understand. Still love him, still understand him. But now at this moment, I can take that label off, and now I can see he was a man that struggled, couldn't see his doubts because he worked even harder to try to overcome the doubt. But the doubt was so ingrained in him that kept creating the end result of doubt. So it was almost as if it was a blueprint that he kept creating the doubt, which the end result of that doubt would be more doubt. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
Okay. And so first off, I want you to say, you know what, Dad? I now totally understand that was your doubt. That was what you kept creating over and over again, like all being on a hamster wheel. And I love you so much that I truly now understand it. And that's not me. I don't doubt what I can create. I don't doubt what I know. There you go, K-N-O-W, and K-N-O-W, know that I'm the master manifester. I'm the driver of my car. I'm the captain of my ship, however you want to say it. And I am in that full-blown feeling of fun and adventure. So if any of you need to own that right here, right now, let's do it. Right? So what will it take for us to make every day a grand adventure? What will it take for us to see that it simply is an ultimate grand adventure? Every day, without a doubt, knowing that no matter what, the sun goes up and then gets a little cloudy. That's awesome. There's no doubt that it may look like it's going to rain, because it looks like that, but I'm alive and free. There's no doubt in any of that. There's no doubt that I can create it. What you're doing is that you're hanging on to the perception of what you want that end result to look like. Let's take off what it's supposed to, or what you think it's supposed to look like, and add, I want it to feel like this. I want it to feel like this. So everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from finally severing the ties of doubt, of knowing you truly live in the abundance of feelings, trusting your feelings, in your KNOW, your knowing. I'm spelling it out for the ones who heard throughout their life N-O, because we can easily turn that to K-N-O-W. Yes, yes, yes. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from living in the yes state, the being in the perfect harmony of yes, releasing any significant feelings of lower vibrations that are pulling you down, for you live in a cloud that carries you forward, trusting and knowing without a doubt that you are the magnificent being. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. You know, I gravitate to Clubhouse because I like the fact it's live and then you can talk and no one can hide behind pictures or videos anymore. I love it. And I've been to a room that was a recorded audio of a book. And I stayed on, and I normally don't stay on too long, but I did. I stayed on, and there was two things, actually, that was so profound. I turned it off, and I sat in my chair to memorize, going, oh, my God, that is so profound. But in it, he said, I can be what I will it to be. And then I decided, no way. I am being what I will it to be.
Mm.
Because I felt Ken was simply a little discount, a little disconnect, you know, because Ken is like, yeah, you know, for some people they gravitate and hold on to Ken. C-A-N is like, I could do it. I can do it. But then there's still doubt in that, I felt. But I am, you own it. You can't run from it. You are it. You are melding in it. It's super glued to you. So I am what I will it to be. I am being what I will it to be. That's very profound. So for any of you, own it. Write it down. Listen to this recording again and write it down. Memorize it. Because every morning I am being what I will it to be. And I also heard one more, and this is very profound because it does help us be in the I am possible, is that when you set your intent, that many of us will say, oh, I can do that, and they'll meditate. And then they might meditate for a day or a week or even a couple of weeks, and they're like, I keep falling asleep, or the kids are interrupting me, or I'm too busy. Then what happens? You're setting yourself up for failure. And within that audio book, he said that. He said, if you do not follow through with your intent, you are setting yourself up for failure. And I'm like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He was so right. It's so true. What do you want? And many of you have heard me, if you follow me, do you want what you want more than what you have? Do you want what you want more than what you have? So if you're setting your tent in, excuse me, I'm speaking so fast, I cannot hesitate to get these words out. If you are setting your intent and you are taking guided action on that intent and you are continuing to move forward on that intent and taking action, then you are not setting yourself up for failure. But if you set your intent and you're like, oh, it's not happening, because now you set a perception in that it has to happen in a certain amount of time. I have to see it a certain way. I have doubt in that. Now I'm speaking to you, Claudia. I have doubt in that. Then you're setting yourself up for failure. So by enabling yourself to forgive your dad first, love you, Dad, but you know what? I realized, gosh darn it, it is not mine. Woo! That is easy. That is not mine. I'm not having doubt. I know I can make this happen. Letting go of any preconceived notions that it has to happen in a certain way, a certain time, or be the color pink, whatever that is, right? And know that you are creating with every decision, with every movement forward, with every intent that you set. You trust that you're doing that because you're a magnificent being and that you are creating and that it is happening. It just may not come at you as how you think that box looks like. So everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from finally severing the ties of the picture of the end of that movie, delete, across all time, dimension, there you go, space and reality. And when you took that, I felt it, Chloe. Hold on, it's coming up. Oh, my God. For a minute, it got stuck in your throat. Because I was trying to say, oh, my God, it went right to your throat because I was one with your energy. Yes, Adele goes, yes. I could feel that energy coming up, and my throat started constricting, and then I yawned. So, and for some, energy comes up to release versus going down to go out to your feet or into the ground. It doesn't matter which way it comes out. Woo, let's dance and sing that it's coming out. It is out. How are you feeling on that one?
No, and thank you. Yeah, I'm getting some light bulbs there. I see what you meant by not trying to see things a certain way, which I have, and also changing the I can to I am. So I am possible, right?
That's right. That is so significant. You know, Wayne Dyer, our beautiful, amazing, gifted and talented being who's no longer with us, was so powerful with the I am statements. And I'll never forget what he has created, but we have to not forget how powerful that is. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not forgetting him and what he created, but I'm also not going to forget in using that tool for what he gifted us, which is really to remember that I am that powerful. I am possible. I am that being to create and know. My answers are clear. I am the clarity, that which I seek. To be one with that, it was funny. I was working with a gal the other day. She was a hairstylist. She hired me. There is no time and space with energy, so I do remote sessions one-on-one. And she hired me, and I remember I said, you know, when people are in service, it doesn't mean that they have to be doctors or chiropractors, but you can be a massage therapist. You could be a hairstylist. You are touching the souls, the physical body, you are feeling their energy. So I told her, you have amazing capacity to hone in into your gifts, which is the clairaudience, clairvoyance, and clairsentient. That's hearing, feeling, seeing, right? And I said, but you have doubt in trusting it. And she goes, oh, so why? If you're feeling it, you don't own it that it's yours. Just feel it and interpret it. You know, don't hesitate that you're getting into someone's business. I said, you're the client, or excuse me, you're the, you know, the caregiver in the case where it's the hair, and share it. You know, share, hey, how's it going? This is what I'm feeling with you. So for you, Claudia, you have to trust that you can finally let go of the resistance of hanging on to doubt, because doubt, we feel, is like an overprotective barrier. Well, if I doubt, I won't set myself up for failure. Or if I doubt, then I can know that, well, I kind of knew it was going to happen. And I can feel that the brunt of the end result of not getting it is not going to be so stingy. However, that doubt is what's disconnecting you into creating strongest possibility of the greatest end result. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is deep, Carrie.
I know. So
definitely listen to this episode again and again.
Yes, and you too, because this is really very direct that you are magnificent. You hold the space for, you know, us and others, but the ones, you know, here teaching you is directly for you as well. And you have come a long way. I see your magnificence. So finally, sever the ties. And for some, I want to tell you, because I remember I was working on this woman so hard to sever the ties of the things that she was holding that were holding her back that was associated with her dad. And the more I tried everything in the subconscious to help her to unanchor from it, she held tighter because she had it in her mind that she was throwing her dad under the bus or she was letting go of his love.
Which is tough.
And so, yeah. So she hung on and clung on to his patterns because she felt that was her love, meaning that's what she got from him. And that was the love he gave her. So she subconsciously interpreted these patterns as the love from him. Right?
Right.
Meaning what my parents taught me so that I could be more successful or that I could avoid being hurt. Hello, delete. Because that can appear to be a form of love, right?
Right.
But that's not the love you need. That's not what's catapulting you for your end and complete result. You are a magnificent ball of light. And even though you hear me as separate or you feel me as being separate, we are one. And it doesn't mean that you are my pain and my suffering. It means we all come from source energy and we all have superpowers. Yes, I'm talking to you listeners. We all have superpowers. We have to begin to believe it and trust it. And the same thing with you, Claudia, is that you no longer have to be associated or tied to the doubt that appeared to be the love from your dad as he taught you, but it was simply his own limiting belief and his fear of getting what he wanted to what his end result wanted to look like or appear or be. So delete. It no longer is, I see, stamped on your wall. You no longer have to associate his love as being your doubt. Delete across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Take a huge breath, girl. Huge! Along with everyone else. And then out. Wow. Look, I'm yawning. I even felt the release on that one. Woo.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, that was so good. And so are you.
Thank you. Yes. So we have reached the end of today's show. It went fast. I don't know for you, but for me it felt like a healing breeze of energy. Thank you so much, Terry.
Claudia, I'm very honored and grateful. Anyone can reach me on my website at terrychristine.com. You can find so many things that can help you there in videos. I have lots of videos on YouTube. I've written a book, The Secret Power of You. You can find on Amazon on the website and also on Clubhouse at Terry Christine. So if any of those platforms, come and find me, send me your message, let me hold your hand, and I also do remote one-on-ones and local. If you're in the Maryland, D.C. area, I do some hands-on healing work, and it's been very powerful. So thank you, Claudia. I love you so much.
Thank you as well, and have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and see you back. And for Terry Christine's next episode is in 2 months, The Secret Power of You. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.